This is Living the RV Dream, episode 113 for Friday, September 13th, 2019.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Friday the 13th, episode 113th. And 13 happens to be a lucky number for me, and I hope it is also for you. By the way, hello, happy campers, RVers, part-timers, full-timers, travelers around the world, pelican heads. And yeah, I arrived to the United States on 1 December 13th. So it is a very lucky day for me indeed. And today I'm coming to you from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I've been attending the Hershey RV show, and as they claim, the largest, America's largest RV show. And they do have the website to prove it, and their hashtag and their Instagram, everything says America's largest RV show. Although, I don't know, Tampa, it's giving them a run for their money. I don't know which one I like best, actually, but I've been getting the lay of the land, and it is very crowded out here, and it is only Thursday. I cannot imagine the way it is going to look on Saturday, which is supposed to be the busiest day. I've been looking at a lot of RVs. I've been speaking with manufacturers. I spoke to Winnebago. I spoke to Pleasure Way and some other folks, and you're gonna be seeing those videos in the upcoming days. I've been publishing since Wednesday, 2 or 3, 4 videos per day, which is a lot for me. But these videos are easy to edit because it's just me showing RVs and talking on cameras or interviewing people here at the RV show. It's been a lot of fun, but it's been a fun week overall. And today's episode is going to be a little short, the podcast, because it's really hot out here. I'm going to have to turn on the air conditioner here pretty soon. I wanted to have at least the beginning of the show with the studio silence. Like my friend Chuchi says, a good beginning and a good ending, and whatever happens in the middle, it's destiny or something like that. He says it in Spanish. It doesn't translate all that well to English. Anyways, where was I? I was in Ohio, and I think when we last spoke, I was probably still in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Well, I traveled down to Ohio. I went to Frankenmuth, which is this German town. Did I speak to you guys from Frankenmuth? You know, it's been kind of a blur of a trip. It's been such a great long trip. I've been over 3 months on the road, but I'm on the home stretch here. As soon as the RV show ends, I'm gonna start heading back south, back to Florida, where I'm going to stay for a few months, pretty much staying put, and then we're gonna do some trips around Florida, probably going as north as Orlando. Not much further than that. So the long trip is over, so I'm gonna have time and be at the comfort of my sticks and bricks to be able to edit all these videos of this trip, which has been pretty epic. Actually, I've seen a lot, and I can't wait to share all that with all of you. If you are new here, by the way, my name is Robert, part-time RVer, full-time YouTuber, and I'm getting a phone call here from a number that I don't recognize, and you know what we do with those, right? Reject. And I should have put my phone on silence, but anyway, Ohio. And in Ohio, I was joined by our friends Jim and Barb Forey, and they're Ohio natives. They're from Marion County. And we met in Miami a couple of years ago. You know, he invited me to lunch, and I was like, yeah, sure. And since then, you know, we've become friends. And he wanted to show me his area of Ohio, so we went up to Lake Erie, and we stayed at East Harbor State Park. And from there, we took the ferry. And by the way, he hooked me up. He spoke to Miller Ferry and to East Golf Carts. And, you know, And so I basically got the ferry and the golf carts for free. And it is a very good service. So we took the ferry to Put'n Bay. Put'n Bay, which is an island, and they call it Key West North. Because, you know, they kind of have the same motif. It's a party island, let's put it that way. They have that party atmosphere and lots of bars. Actually, they have the longest bar in the world. If Key West has the smallest bar, these people have the longest bar. And there's a couple of breweries. And there's a huge marina. And there's this tall monument that we couldn't go up to the monument because it was... It was kind of late and they had a long line to go up there. But we got to go to this island that very few people get to go because it is a private island owned by the university. And today, this week being historical week, they were ferrying people in the island. They have an old castle. And more importantly, there's a marine research center for the university for the Ohio State University. And that was really cool to be able to do that. And then we had lunch at this restaurant called The Keys, which is very much Key West themed. And they even have, a kind of a replica. It's not really a replica. It's much smaller, but it's a replica of the buoy that they have in Key West that says 90 miles to Cuba. This one says like, I don't know how many thousands of miles to Key West and like 4 miles to the Canadian border. Because we here in Lake Erie, we have like an island away. We are an island away from the Canadian border. In any case, it's all kind of a blur. We did so much, so many things. Of course, the following day, we drove down to Columbus. And we had the meetup. The meetup at North High Brewing Company, and such a nice guy, the owner of North High, Gavin, and it's been one of the best hosts we've ever had for sure at one of these meetups, and he was very welcoming and very nice beer, and we had a great turnout. I believe we had like 50 people there from all over. Even some people came as far as Minnesota, and there were some bikers that came all the way from Texas. And that was a very nice meetup. I really had a great time, and I spoke to so many people. It was really nice. And of course, we stayed at this state park, Almond Creek. I know it wasn't Almond Creek. It's Alum Creek State Park, which is just north of Columbus, and very nice. It's right next to this reservoir. And it's very nice. Of course, we did drive around Columbus a little bit, but we didn't have time to see the state house. So I have to go back. I have to come back to Ohio at some point. Of course, while we were in next to Lake Erie, of course, we went to see the Marblehead Lighthouse as well. And from the lighthouse, you get a great view of Cedar Point Amusement Park, which is one of the first places that I visited in Ohio. When I was there back in 2011, that was the reason of the whole trip to Ohio. You know, my stepson, he at the time he was an amusement park enthusiast. Let's put it that way. And he loved all these thrill rides and he wanted to go to the. He was the teenager at the time, and he wanted to go to this Cedar Point park. And we made a deal that, you know, we'll go to Cedar Point, but we're going to make it a road trip. And that was the first time we rented an RV. And the rest is history. Of course, we took the ferry from Catawba Island. And we also went, actually, back down in Sandusky. We went to the original Margaritaville, which actually apparently predates the Jimmy Buffett song. And... It's own thing. It's the original Margaritaville. I mean, I guess it has nothing to do with the chain of restaurants that came later. We also had a visit from Ron Hanf, which is a longtime viewer and Patreon. He lives in Toledo, and I met him a couple of years ago back at in Tampa. He went to visit me at the Tampa RV show, and it was great to see him again. Great guy, great family, the Hams, his brother was there too, and we had a great time. I can't wait to go come back to Ohio at some point. And then on the following day, I just drove pretty much all day here to the Hershey RV show, and I've been seeing a lot of stuff. But to be honest, there's very few breakthroughs like really innovative stuff. It's pretty much the same. There's a couple of new floor plans from Pleasure Way, which you will see a video in a couple of days here on my YouTube channel. They're based on the Ford Transit, and a new line of travel trailers by Winnebago. That's most of what I've seen. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of new stuff. I spoke to this company. They have this device that will detect a propane leak if you have travel trailer, and most of us have the 20 pounders, the 20 pound tanks of liquid propane. This device will detect a leak and will shut off the tank. So it's like an inline valve that you put at the tank. It's a pretty good, it's a pretty innovative product, and it's for safety. And you can also get, it has a gauge that you can also tell sort of how much propane you have left in the tank. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but at some point you get RV show fatigue, and I think that's where I am at this point. I've been at the RV show for three days. Or three mornings, rather. I came to the first day on Tuesday to the industry and dealer day, which there's very few people at the show. It's just basically for the industry, but there's not a whole lot of information. I mean, unless you pre-planned an interview or something with a dealer, there's not a whole lot going on. But on the other hand, you can walk into many of the RVs and without the crowds, because it's been crowded these 2 days. It Wednesday and Thursday where I've been here, it's been by noon, it's like, you know what, it's time to go. In my case, if you're coming as normal, you can tour some of the RVs, but in my case I want to take video, and I don't want to be shooting video inside an RV full of people. And some of them, like the Class A's, sometimes people just linger in there. I mean, they have air conditioning, and it's been hot here in Pennsylvania. It's been in the high 80s, 90s. So, yeah. As I said, today is going to be a pretty short episode at 13 minutes right now. I have to prepare and get ready because today, Thursday, we're having a meetup at Troig's Brewing Company, which is here in Hershey, and I hope to meet a lot of you. Of course, by the time you listen to this, that would be in the past, and I will probably I'm gonna be at the RV show until Saturday, and then I'm heading down to Miami. I might do like one day in Harper's Ferry, in West Virginia, because I've always wanted to see that they have like an Appalachian Trail Center there, and it's kind of like for the hikers. It happens to be the psychological halfway point of the Appalachian Trail, and I might do a small section just to say I did it, and from there I might hug the mountains all the way down to maybe Atlanta, and then from Atlanta I'll make a beeline down to Florida, maybe passing by Jacksonville if I could hook up with Randall, who always he likes to give Minitini a good, nice RV wash. And the Colorado, they sure need it. I have dust and sand and mud from at least 8 different states at this point. That's all for today, guys. I'm sorry it's kind of a short episode, but I have one more video to edit here before I head out to downtown Hershey for the meetup. As always, thank you so much for listening. One more thing, and this is the commercial for today's show. I did interview once again our friends at Techno RV, Eric and Tammy Johnson, which are very, very cool people, and they have a great company, and they sell RV technology products, all kinds of stuff, from tire pressure monitoring systems to Wi-Fi amplifiers to power management systems. And they're going to start selling that propane shut-off system that I was talking about. So check them out. Instead of going to Amazon for some of these products, if you check out my special link, travelingrobert.com/technoRV, it'll take you to their page, and at the same time, it will let them know that I sent you. And whatever you get, I get a little bit of a commission, which is always good to help support the podcast, especially, which is commercial free at the moment. And they do have a very fast shipping. Sometimes they write their own instructions when the product instructions aren't as great. They do training. They give you great support. So check them out at travelingrobert.com/technoRV. And of course, I'm an affiliate with them. Until next week, until next Friday, in which I will be coming to you, most likely from Atlanta, Georgia, or perhaps Ackworth, which is a little further north. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV.